Good morning, friends. We will start the subject of service management part 2 with chapter that is managing relationships in service operations. Chapter 1, we have understood what is strategy, we have understood what is service operations strategy, how do you go about it, the tactical aspect of service operation that needs to be managed. Now we move to a very important subject, which is relationship. Relationship being a paramount importance when it comes to service and service delivery, this chapter assumes a lot of significance in really understanding how everyone within a service delivery organizations are connected, not only internally with them, but with all the stakeholders. That will come out once I finish this chapter. So it assumes a significance in terms of really understanding how to develop a successful service delivery organization based on sound relationship principles. So let's start. What will be our learning objectives? Importance of relationship in any operations. We will try and understand what is an importance. We have understood relationship in marketing context. What is the importance of relationship in marketing, where we call customer lifetime value, where the known customers, it is better to get more business rather than searching for new customers. However, in service delivery or in service enterprise, relationship in operation is a different dimension. So we will understand that. Benefits of relationship in service operations management. You have understood earlier that service strategy and service operation needs to be really managed. Operation, if managed, can give you a productivity, efficiency, helps you to bring the cost down, and that gives you that margin and the leverage in the market, which is a competitive differentiation. So we will understand how relationship can really help you to achieve that service operations management, and explain the service level agreement and the type of service level agreement. How this relationships, which is formed, you know, gets a shape of, I won't say a legal, I will say a pseudo legal, wherein objective is not to be legally bound, objective is to be bound by clarity of each and everybody's deliverables, and that's what is reflected in the service level agreement, and that is what we will understand. So let's move. How we have understood that service operation or supply chain management, as they say, they are both different jargons in itself. Please don't confuse yourself with service management is equal to supply chain management. What I am trying to tell you is that for an effective service delivery, the service management is the backbone, and the base of service management comes through having an effective supply chain management. You are bound to deliver certain things, but backend has to be in place. That backend comes from what you call a supply chain management, and that is very critical. Supply chain management by its very nature depends on relationships and connections. Domino's, to be able to deliver you a pizza of your choice that gives you that wow, has identified agriculturists who will supply them with capsicum, who will supply them with oregano, who will supply them with whatever herbs that is required in their product, cheese that is required, the pizza base that is required, the box manufacturer who is required to give you the boxes, not only shift their raw agriculture product to their base, to boxes that has been used to deliver pizza at your home. So all those things are there, you know. Then your franchisee partner who's committed to meet your, you know, strategic delivery objectives, etc. So he is there. The guy who's at Parel, the team who's at Parel, he's there. So all that is a supply chain, the entire chain that ensures that finally what is the corporate objective, finally what is the consumer experience that has been delivered is every time a wow. So for that, this is not possible without only a business understanding. It is a beyond business understanding, it is a relationship, and it is how you create a connect between each supplier, each vendor of your supply chain, so that each one sees a value of his existence, and therefore he will strive to deliver what he has committed, and ultimately you are able to deliver what you have committed to your consumers. They are strategic relationships, tactical relationships, transactional, internal, and more. What you need to understand is, like we have in our real life, there are types of relationships, the family relationships, the friendly relationships, the professional relationships, etc., the service relationships, etc. Here, it gives you a perspective that there are types of relationships. Some could be strategic in nature, very important as a backbone of your existence, or as a backbone of your capability to deliver what has been promised. Tactical relationships, we have understood the difference between strategy and tactics. So this is a guy or a vendor or a supplier who is tactically important to you by virtue of his facility, or by virtue of his presence, by virtue of his capabilities, by virtue of his cost, whatever may be the case. Transaction relationship, it is based on only a single transaction or a couple of transactions only. It is known that this is going to happen only for first 3 months, and therefore it has a limited this thing, but it is a transaction. If not done well, it will still affect your service deliverables. So it's a transactional relationship. And internal relationship has to be also internally in place. Various your interdepartmental functionaries have to work in sound conjunction so that they are able to add value rather than create an obstacles and bottlenecks and discord. They are able to bring friendliness, they are able to cohesiveness, they are able to add value to each one's function. Therefore, finally, the product or service that you will deliver to your consumers will be of world-class nature. Not to forget, there will be relationships among the member of the supply chain community. While you are embarking on your supply chain relationship, you need to understand that they also operate in their ecosystem. So somebody who is in your relationship is also in the relationship with the ecosystem. So your logistics provider is not only your logistics provider, he is also in the ecosystem of a transporter. He is also in the ecosystem of being agriculturist. He is also in the system of being goods, a warehouse service facility provider. So he may be your warehouse supply chain management, one of the warehouse service provider in your supply chain management. He is overall also a part of the warehouse owner's ecosystem. So that is what we are trying to tell you. Relationships among the supply chain stakeholders must be maintained for balance. Relationship among the supply chain stakeholders maintained for balance. And balance is always required. There will be up and down, there will be peak period, there will be a low performance period, there will be peak volume, low volume, etc. What is required is that each one knows about it very clearly. Each one knows what his expectations are, each one is aware what are his deliverables are. Each one therefore can plan resources, can therefore see the revenue for himself, can therefore see the margin for himself, etc. coming in. And therefore, overall we will try and see that we create a value for everybody. Therefore, the balance is required in the understanding of everybody involved in the supply chain system. Relationships management affects all areas of the supply chain and has a dramatic impact on performance. Very critical and sound aspect of a relationship is that it impacts the performance dramatically. Now, if all the stakeholders within the supply chain can really create a sound understanding, exchange of information, clarity of deliverables, how their deliverables creates a multiplier effect on the deliverables of the next in chain, person, etc. Now, if that really can come in, what impact you create on your performance is mind-blowing. It will be geometrically higher, geometric progression, as they say. And therefore, relationship management plays a crucial role in successful service enterprise. As we move forward, we will understand that. It is easy to implement hardware and software support system, but software issues, mishandling, collapses the system. What we need to really know, this is in context of the first point that we have understood, is the dramatic importance. So, for example, there is a relationship between, say, what is covered in the book, is a Procter & Gamble and Walmart. Now, Walmart is buying so many products with Procter, which are originating from Procter & Gamble stable. They have entered into a strategic alliance, they have entered into a relationship, a commercial relationship, which is probably on front of price which must be covering delivery, which must be covering inventory issues, which must be covering quality issues, which must be covering goods return policies, etc. But it is a understanding between PNG as a whole and Walmart. That understanding will not be available to say society of yours. So you are staying in a Rupal apartment. If you go to PNG and say the same this thing should be available to us, they will say no, because what Walmart is buying in volume, your society alone cannot buy that much. So relationship comes out of fruitfulness to each other. So that is what it gives you an idea. But if you really can't create that fruitfulness issue or a clarity in the mind of each stakeholders, as the second point says, the softer issue actually, mishandling of that collapses the entire ecosystem. So it is not how good hardware you have, it is not how good software you have, whether you are connected with satellite link or a cloud based or a web based at a speed of so and so, that's not important. Mishandling of softer issues, that is a trust, for example, as they say, is the first that is most crucial to have the sound relationship. Then comes the information, then comes the handling of services, etc. The softer issues actually kill the relationship. So one need to really understand what are those, try and see such things are avoided, and if at all it arises, how you handle it effectively. So as in this next point it says, sir, trust and confidence in capabilities and actions among connected stakeholder is a must. So when I take you on board, I have not only seen your capabilities, competencies, but I also know that what is required is been owned by you, is, you know, you have it. It is not merely a big statement that you gave. So once you start, then if you don't involve those infrastructures, you will not be able to give a service. So there's a next in chain, supply chain stakeholder will get affected. So when you enter into a relationship, there is a good clarity among each one of you that you have what it possesses. You know, you possess what you have, you are supposed to have. So that is what is the crux of a good relationship. Inter-organizational relationships are many times essential, known as strategic alliances. So as we move forward, on a case-to-case basis, on a need basis, on a professional basis, if you are going to do a business on a long-term basis, you are convinced that it is worth working with them on a long-term basis, you can therefore take next step where your principal will also get involved into your working, etc., will try and work together with you to develop a sound system, infrastructure, process, which will create reduce waste and all. Now to have that, this has been named as a strategic alliances. So Sona Steering has a strategic alliance with Maruti. So Maruti and Sona Steering will always look at how my order is received by me. So whether Maruti gets the order of say 500 Alto, Maruti gets an order in the 1st March, but Maruti informs Sona Steering only on the 5th of March. I mean, 5th of March the order comes, but the delivery is required on 8th of March. Sona Steering says, I don't have that, you know, time available to source the required component. So I need at least 4 days of, knowledge. So Maruti will say, okay, instead of our delivering you intimation 3 days later, why not connect our computer system? Why not connect your SAP with my organization SAP? So whenever my orders are updated, you will automatically get reflected in your system that Maruti has got an order for 400 or 500 Alto. So this is a delivery requirement. So I know that I need to source the part required for that. Now this association cannot come. This sharing of computer information will not come if your association is just as a vendor and principal. You need to enter into a strategic alliance where Maruti knows that Sona Steering is a company that can deliver value over a long term. Whatever new product that I will develop, they will be able to support me in terms of R&D processes. So we refine our processes, so we'll be able to keep our inventory minimum. At the same time, we will have whatever is required every time, all those things. So that requires what you call a sound relationship that is nicknamed as strategic alliances, where each one will know other more deeper, more clearly. there will be a transparency in their relationship, and each one will want to invest in the other's refinement of the system, process, removing the wastage and being more productive. So that's the beauty. Like Maruti will know the moment Sona steering gate moves a truck out. Yani. So when they enter into their system that this truck has moved out with this cargo, Maruti system will automatically reflect that this goods is coming in, their inward location, their warehouse location will come to know that this goods is reaching in 2 days time. So they are aware this goods when received will give me enough to produce Alto as promised. So they are, if they suppose don't get that indication, they have a system which will raise a buzzer, this is not coming in. So they will check back with Sona steering. So all this is so well aligned. Yana. This cannot happen if your relationship is only vendor and principal. This is possible only if you come together as one. And that is nicknamed as strategic alliances. We will understand this about more. So I am coming into the concept of explaining you what is strategic alliances. This picture classically shows the head being aligned. That is this kind of babies who born, etc. So it is like that you are one. You are a one DNA. That is a strategic alliance. You are a one entity. That makes a strategic alliance, a real strategic alliance. The difference which is a vendor and a principal goes out when you enter into a strategic alliance. You are an equal partner. You are an equal entity who is supposed to produce a result which will take each one of you far ahead in your business objective, corporate objectives, as we have earlier discussed. So under strategic alliances, joint investments are pursued, joint improvements are carried out. Joint investments, Maruti wants Sona to produce not 1000 steering a day, they should produce 2000 steering a day. Sona says, I can invest to a level itna crore, which will create my capacity from 1000 to 1400. Maruti says, we will pitch in, you invest more and create a capability to produce 2000 steerings. Sona will ask, aap log pitch in karoge, 2000 steering ka capacity bhi aa jayega. I have a plan whereby I have to repay you the loan that you have invested. But what if 2000 orders doesn't come? What if you need to continue to give me 1400 order? So therefore, strategic alliance is much beyond vendor and principal relationship. All these aspects will be thought through and it will be decided. So that is either you have a joint investment or you have a confidential information being exchanged. So as I told you, the moment Maruti system gets upgraded with an order of 500 Alto, Sona will get an indication that this is what has happened and therefore they need to produce steering suitable for that. This is a production plan, so they need to deliver by this time. So all this thing happens, So investments, improvements, process, you feel that why a process is creating a wastage or a duplication or it leading to a time lead, a time wastage, etc. So you sit together and develop a process which will remove the wastage. So all this thing, exchange of information, many productive enhancement tools can be then brought in. How to improvise the productivity of your manpower, how to improvise inventory levels, how to improvise productivity of transportation, logistics, etc. How to create a lean transfer policy where each one does not overstock the goods required and the recipient also doesn't overstock the goods then what is required for production, etc. So each one is working on probably a minimal inventory and yet able to meet the challenges of the market. So that's the strategic alliances. Strategic alliance is a process wherein participants willingly modify their basic business practices to reduce duplications and waste while facilitating the improved performance. So under partners and under the vendor and the principal, you will not get into all these things. Principal and vendor relationship hai, you will ask, bhai, nahi, 2000 ke badle mein tumko abhi 19000 hi de sakta hun. Itna hi ka, can you supply me steering at 1900? No. Then there will be khicha tha nahi. Sona will say ke bhai mere ko minimum 3 week ka lead time chahiye. Maruti will say ke bhai nahi 3 week nahi jamega, hum tumko khali 15 din 16 din ka advance wo de sakte. So all these things create its own waste, lead time management issues and all. How you can remove this? So that is possible if you come together. If you start considering each other as one, then you can get into a stage where you can discuss your processes, you can modify your entire way of working to process management, waste reduction, productivity enhancement, etc. And as a result, you will create a synergy which will be beneficial to both of you. That is what is known as a strategic alliances. Strategic alliance can occur in any number of different markets and with different combination of suppliers and consumers. So there are ways of strategic alliance. As I told you earlier, was P&G with Walmart. So P&G being a larger producer of various FMCG goods, entering with Walmart, who is the largest retail chain. So there is alliances. Like, there can be a strategic alliance between two OEM producers. So Maruti with the vendor of, with the supplier of Sona steering, with the MRF, with, JK tire. You can have a strategic alliance which is between India and, say, the other country, which is, say, Malaysia is a hub of automobiles, say, component manufacturers. So you can have that strategic alliances. And then once government strategic alliances facilitates, you enter into a strategic alliance of goods transfer between Malaysia and, India. So there are country-specific alliances, there are industry-specific alliances. Within industry, there are industry-to-vendor alliances. So alliances can be of different. You have alliances with the logistics partner. So for example, like in case of Flipkart, the success, their alliances with the logistics partner is very sound. So whomsoever they have taken as their logistics service provider, that alliance is very sound. So each one is geared to deliver what has been promised to consumers. So that's how the alliances nature, the scope, etc. can differ. But strategic alliance means both work in tandem to create a much better productivity for each one of them and create a differentiator in the market that will not allow competition to get into your market share, and as a result, each one will have a higher revenue at a better margin because productivity is enhanced, etc. Wastes are reduced, so your cost of operation will go down and you will therefore be able to enjoy fruits of your alliances, which is revenue higher on one hand and better margin on the other hand. So that's the beauty of strategic alliances. Strategic alliances initiatives, when you are embarking on that, what is required is major shift. It's not a simple shift as it is looking as of now, the way probably I have tried putting it to you. It's a major shift. You have to move from principal and vendor relationship to a strategic alliances. It's a thought that has to change. Both will have to start believing differently. So it's your entire value system. Whether I look at only my interest or I look at total interest. Whether I look at my cost or I look at total cost. Whether I look at my margin or I look at improving everyone's margin. So it's an entire complete shift that has to come in the outlook of everybody involved in the supply chain and all the stakeholders, so that overall consumer gets what is expected by them and creates a edge in their mind. Instead of own profit maximization, work for success of the all organization, as I have told you. So that's, it's a major shift that drives the strategic alliances. Priorities must be considered among the alliances partner that contribute value for the end users. Now, the say for example, production cycle of Sona steering is 2 weeks. To produce any specific steering, it may be 2 weeks. But jo chote clutch part bana raha hai, uski production cycle to wo 2 ghante mein wo part bana sakta hai. So how do you marry this? Maruti still has a 500 Alto order required. How do you marry? So that is another area where strategic alliances partner has to get in to work out a minimum stock, maximum stock, inventory management, etc. So this clarity will allow the clutch part manufacturer to also produce when required the number of parts. He can have an access to, when the order for that Maruti 800, say Alto 800, this thing is received, he can look in, okay, bhai, Maruti already has so much of a stock. So he knows that he doesn't have to multiply this 500 into 2, because suppose he is manufacturing 2 clutch parts for the Maruti Alto, it is not 500 into 2. He has an access to Maruti information system where he knows ke itne part pade hai. So he then has to only produce so much. Instead of just producing 500 into 2000 and then send it to Maruti, Maruti ke inventory level will go up unnecessarily. So point is, How do you even create that? You know, so prioritization, the way to prioritize, the way the inventory management has to happen, when to produce, how much to produce, all those clarity will create a strong strategic alliances. Tactical and operational plan shall be continuously shared and coordinated. To create this between two of you, there will be a tactical. As I said, tactic is nothing but your day-to-day, you know, approach to achieve your strategic goals. So therefore, the tactical and operational plan is like, you know, going even by hours and, you know, half day and one full day cycle kind of thing. So your tactical and operational plan also should be shared with each other on a real-time basis, with each one not putting their self-interest. Maruti cannot put his self-interest ke bhai main yaar janbujh ke kam order dalta hu, I know that if I pressurize Sona steering wo mujhe de dega supply. So Maruti cannot get into a scenario where he purposely puts a lower order, and then when suppose they really realize ke wo 500 ka badle 700 ka gaadi bikna hai, then I will pressurize Sona steering to deliver. So such kind of scenario will not work every time. Once in a while it's okay. So it is like each one has to be truthful to the others. Put up your entire, share your tactical and operational plan so sound and clearly that each one is able to therefore grasp what he has to do to deliver what is expected. Trust-based platform will promote sharing of all forms of information to allow others to make aligned decision. To have this information, whether tactical and operational plan getting shared or whether your information system is shared, all this thing is possible not because you have entered into an alliance, not because you have entered into a legal this thing. Crux is trust. How strongly you trust each other. Trust is the base of strategic alliances. Only when that happens, flow of information, people mindset will remain open. If you have entered into a strategic alliances with suspicion, with distrust, with one of a try approach, your people behavior with the behavior with the other organization will be different. So to be able to really gain out of it is that trust is the biggest factor. Clarity of information, each one's role and deliverables are clear. That will create a bonding, that will create a common purpose. And if that happens, strategic alliance will give you disproportionately higher benefit. So that is what is the beauty of strategic alliances. For a strategic alliances initiative to continue, unified set of SC performances metrics should be used for performance monitoring and measuring. So service confirmation performance metrics, unified set, the way you confirm that this service has been delivered, you know, that emerges as your performance metrics. As unified it is and as aligned with the next of the stakeholders, it will really create a sound monitoring and measurement system within your supply chain. Each one can monitor not only their performance, each one can monitor the supply chain status, and therefore they know that what is happening or going to happen, and therefore accordingly they can create their way of alignment. If there is an announcement of a trucker strike, then Sona Steering knows what he needs to do. He will get in touch with Maruti. Maruti and all will say ke bhai truck side mujhe lagta hai 2-3 din chalega, jyada nahi chalega. So you continue as it is, or they will say ke nahi this will affect our production, so aap humko 2 din pehle bhej do vagera. So then Sona knows ke they have to rework and plan a production earlier and dispatch it early, etc. So it's like, and then once you do that, not only that, आपने लगा दिया कि इतना डिस्पैचेस पर डे या तो इतना डिस्पैचेस पर आवर और यू नो ट्रक डिलीवरी विद इन 2 days वर्किंग डेज फ्रॉम योर डेस्टिनी गेट टू माय गेट. सो दोज आर दोज स्टैंडर्ड्स दैट यूर परफॉर्मेंस मेट्रिक्स दैट यूर डेवलप्ड, यू टू सी दैट इट इज बीन अचीव्ड. सो दैट्स वे द मॉनिटरिंग बिकम्स पॉसिबल, एंड मॉनिटरिंग एंड मेजरमेंट विल क्रिएट स्ट्रांग बॉन्डिंग, और इफ नॉट अ बॉन्डिंग इट विल थ्रो एटलीस्ट एन एरिया ऑफ इंप्रूवमेंट वेयर देर इज अ फेलियर हैपनिंग अगेन एंड अगेन. Both partners can sit together, find out how you can improvise. Consultative sales processes and pull system should be utilized instead of push system. Pull is something that is required. Push is something that you have to always strive for, struggle for. So Maruti, suppose being a principal, this thing of the supply chain or the strategic alliances, who supplies the cars to consumers, Sona Steering or different clutch manufacturer or different brake part manufacturer, they are behind Maruti to be able to support Maruti. It's a pull system. Maruti should create a pull system which he knows from the market what is required. So he only creates that many order and he therefore gets it rather than pushing every time. अरे नहीं मेरे को ये आल्टो का ऑर्डर अभी जल्दी प्रोड्यूस करना है, आप कुछ भी करो मुझे 3 दिन में सप्लाई दो. नो, व्हेन यू एंटर इनटू स्ट्रेटेजिक अलायंसेस द ट्रांसपेरेंसी द कॉन्फिडेंस द इन्फॉर्मेशन शेयरिंग हैज टू बी सच. इट्स अ पुल सिस्टम. यू हैव क्रिएटेड एन ऑर्डर. ईच वेंडर विल वर्क देयर वे टू सपोर्ट योर पुल रादर देन वर्किंग ऑन अ पुश सिस्टम. पुश ऑल्सो लाइक दिस वेंडर विल हैव टू सेल इट टू यू कि भाई ज्यादा ले लो स्टीयरिंग तो मैं कम भाव पे देता हूँ वगैरह. नो, it is like you require so much, I will provide you so much. There is an understanding of transfer price and all those things. So system will work flawlessly. Continuously monitor and redesign any aspect that requires improvement. So you have defined your performance metrics, so you monitor them continuously. If you do that, certain aspects will come out which is a bottleneck or their performances are not meeting the expected level, etc. So again reset, redesign, relook at the ways and means of improving and continue to create a productive improvements so that each one gets a benefit of it. Alliances can be between a single supplier, single customer or horizontal alliances. I have given you earlier a first example which is PNG and Walmart, where there is a single supplier and single customer. For a PNG, Walmart is a single customer. They have created an alliance. Or Dell and Microsoft, which is a horizontal alliances. Dell has to produce computer laptops such that they are capable to meet Microsoft operating systems changes. So it is pre-decided between Microsoft and Dell that Microsoft will keep feeding the information to Dell about emerging operating system changes, if they are going to come out with a different version of operating system, etc., by when and all. So that is intimated to Dell in advance. Dell will then have to determine whether their current laptops or desktops are ready for that. If not, what chips required. So accordingly, they have to work out a way they can customize their offering so that it can accommodate the oncoming new operating system from Microsoft, etc. So that's on horizontal alliances. On technology field, this has to be more and more so that each one is capable to handle the next operating system, etc. So like between a mobile manufacturer, handset manufacturer and operating system manufacturer, where there is Windows and Android, etc., there has to be a strong horizontal alliances so that each one gets an update in advance so they configure their output to be suitable to match the next emerging technology challenge. Importance of relationship management in supply chain. So now we come to understand the importance of relationship in the supply chain management. So first aspect is supply chain collaboration brings together capabilities and investment in time, money, infrastructure and intellectual capital to create value that neither party can achieve on its own.